Okay, here we go. Five short parshas, Sav, parshas Para, Tavshin, post-Purim, pre-Nisan ideas, Tavshin, Pedal, Nishvili, and Nishvas, Esot, Yidabas, Rav Gavriel Pinchas, and a full Shem for Avraham, and Chain, the Besor, Shechor Yisrael, and also obviously for all the soldiers and all the hostages for Besor, Starvus, and Yisrael. First of all, there comes to us from the Kotzke Rebbe. Second puzzle to our parsha says, Savas, Aramas, Benov, Limor, Zois, Torres, Oilo, Ia, Oilo, Mokta, Mizbech, Oilo, Adaboyker. This carbon oil had to be resting upon the Mizbech the entire night. Says the Kotzke Rebbe, if you look very closely in the word Mokta, Mokta has a small mem. Why is there a small mem? Why is there a small mem? Says the Kotzke Rebbe, a beautiful lesson. Hamem, he has the ira lohoiros lo'odem shiatznia islavos. The mem, the small mem, is to tell you you have to make sure to act with your energy in Avodah Hashem. You have to make sure that you're tznius with it. Mogda v'lo blita klapei chutz. Don't show so much emotion in your Yiddishkeit. Well, you want to have that emotion, but you can't show it outside. If you show it outside, it becomes arrogant, then it's not sincere. This is very pshischa, and this is very kutzk-like. I remember, and I just got the Beis Yisrael's biography from a Soi Besser Shli, Domer Rebbe, and he said that this is the way of kutzk. Then make sure that if you're shuckling in public but not shuckling at home, then it's not real. It's not real. It's gotta be panemius. The little mem wants to show us beitznius in your Yiddishkeit. Don't just tell the entire world everything and every little thing that you do. And I think it's important. It's tremendous. Rav Kook actually has this down, brought it somewhere in Rav Kook's writings, that when a person feels a very tremendous inspiration, all he wants to do is scream and cry out. Let it scream out very quietly. Sometimes the biggest scream is like the most quiet. The inquiry. If you let it go, then it's out. But you let it sit, let it marinate on your heart a little bit. Let it, and you want to scream out that mem kaimcha or kach soif, whatever it is, then it stays with you a little bit longer. But like I said, there's an inyan of a slavis but tznius, making sure not to showing off our Yiddishkeit, make sure to acting with the proper tznius. But specifically in his slavis, we have to make sure that we're still on fire. Our Haman is all any of Haman Asher Karch V'Aderech, right? The Avodah Yisrael says in Oseh Mekadoshim to make sure where we're cold. We have to have that Slavus, but it's not to be done. But Sneas, Adia number two. Idea number two, we're sticking on Mokta on the Zbeach. What's the Tachas, says the Basayan? What's the Tachas of every carbon? Well, we know the Ramban. The Ramban tells us that when we bring a carbon, it's really supposed to be us. We bring an animal to show that it's really us. It's a sort of submission and surrender to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Basayan, Tachlis Abar, Kabin Yachno, Nulikach, Mokta Miloshim, Kida Vishtachavaya. We know in Yom Kippur and the different avoiders in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, there was an Inna Vishtachavaya. There's also a lesson of Kida. Kida is when we spread out our arms, the kind of way we do by Aleinu, when we spread out. Why are we spreading out? We're nullifying, submitting, and surrendering to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al Mokta Al Mizbeach refers to the Midas of Anava, to make sure we have the Anava in our Avodas Hashem, to make sure that we're. So you remember, when we're davening, we're submitting and surrendering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. He got the Torah from Sinai? No, it says Chazal, Gemara Megill, Gemara in Tainus, and other places that tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the mid-Medrash, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains, and our Sinai said, why me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka you. Says Kedusha Slevi, Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe understood how to be a Yid, dafka from our Sinai. He under Moshe Anam Mikha Adam. Has connected Purim, pre-post Purim. The Haman Noifel Alamita says the Shvili Pinchas. The Haman Noifel Alamita Rosh Tevas Anova. A humility. How do you bring down the Agaiva of Amalek? How do you bring down the arrogance of Amalek? Dafka through humility. Surrendering, submitting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is exactly why, says the Shvili Pinchas. There's only 4 days a week where Purim could fall out of him. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Aleph, Gimel, Hey, Vav. What are those letters spelled? Gaiva. Purim is supposed to uproot the gaiva in our lives. Says the Basayin. I'm not sure if he quotes the Ramban. I don't think he quotes the Ramban. The whole point of the carbon is submitting, surrendering to Shul Kadosh Baruch Hu. The carbon surely should be us. But what's the notion of Mokta? Mokta is a key to Vishtachavaya. It's like when we spread on Yom Kippur, put our arms and our legs out, surrendering, submitting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. When a Kibbutz, we Kibbutz Moshe Kibbutz Kvar. You have to have the humility like our Sinai, the humility like Moshe Benes says the Kiddush Levi. And this is exactly the midas of Anova that we got by making Haman and Amalek surrendering. Davka the Haman Noif Alamita, Rosh Tevas Anova, Davka through the days of the week that Purim falls out in, Davka through nullifying the Gaiva. Davka having Purim on those Davka those days, beautiful idea of the Shri Pinchas, Basayan, Kiddush Levi, and Shri Pinchas, idea number three. Okay, idea number three comes from the Sefer Iturei Torah. Iturei Torah from Rav Menachem Habavli. I'm not sure what that is.
I saw in Chavad Darar. Lavash HaKoyen Midebov Harim Sadeshin. You have to do the Truma Sadeshin. What is the significance of the mitzvah of removing the ashes from the Mizbech and you have to put on different clothing? What's the lesson for us? Says he to a Torah, a beautiful lesson. When a person does a chait, he must offer a carbon, also do tshuva. He regrets his past and resolves to be better in the future, according to the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, Choshe Mishpat, Simen Reish Chav Ches, Sivdala. It's also to remind a person of their past sin. The Torah alludes to this with this mitzvah of their Trumas Hadeshin. After the carbon has been sacrificed on the altar, on the Mizbeach, only the ashes are left. Removing the ashes teaches us that a person can start over with a clean slate, with no trace remaining of his sin. So what's the line of Truma Sadeshin? Again, removing the ashes. That at the end of the day, what is the carbon? The carbon is supposed to be us, as the Ramban. The carbon is supposed to be us. When we are present sins, we bring a carbon to a kapara. The ashes are there, and we remove the ashes to show we could start over. Leiv tohor berali yalakin, veruach nachon chadish petir kirbi. Svarim bring down, I believe the Chiddushim says, Leiv tohor berali yalakin, is parshas para. Veruach nachon chadish petir kirbi is parshas achadish. In order to get chadshis, you have to feel that tahara. You have to feel the tahara. Like the Svarim bring down, when you read parshas para, and even if we can't bring the parshas, we can't bring the para duma nowadays, but we have the tahara by reading, by reading the parsha of parash chugas, by reading the tahara. And we know if Kluger brings down, all the Sramah Kedusha bring down, that para, loshet of Purim, the whole Indian of Chok, the whole Indian of singing Kadosh Baruch Hu, behind the scenes, there's so many connections between para and Purim, and Mamish has the same letters. To be able to understand, you could always start anew. You could always start fresh. A malik and Haman wants to think of to make us to suffig. A malik and Hamon suffig to make sure that we don't the tax shave it done. The people that are down and out. No one's down and out. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves every single one of us, and we have the mitzvah of we have the Indian karbanos, the Indian to be able to remove the ashes for us to be able to remember that. Adi number four from the Torahs of us, Rav Moshe of Kurbin, a collection of the Aslanim Svarim, a beautiful Torah. He puts on these different clothing when he does the Trumas Hadeshin. Says the Rav Moshe of Kurbin, what's the deeper idea for us? Put on different clothing. When a person sins, the Yitzhar wants to say, I can't believe you did a sin. Let's think about the sin. How you did wrong. Why you did it. No. Upashis begadav. Let it go. Throw it off. Sherman love the shadow hoisiv mitzvah to master tovim. How do you throw it off? The lavish begadim acherim. Instead of thinking about the darkness, add more light, more Torah, more mitzvahs, more chesed, more kindness, more love, more tefillah. That's the whole ending of the Yitzhara. You sin and get sad and depressed and think about the sin more. No, upashis begadav. You did something wrong and you're begadav. We lashon of rebellion. We rebel other mashavon. But the lavish begadim acherim. Put on different clothing. You could start new, start fresh. More Torah, more tefillah, more chesed, more kindness, more love, more shmir seinayim. At the end of the day, that is what it's all about. And this reminded me of Davka of the Torah from Rav Leimger Shlita, who quotes from the Divrei Yisrael, who quotes from the Chazal of Kushmir, his grandfather. An ace of attacks, and Yaakov's planning the strategy. What does he say? One battle, one camp will split up everyone. If one of us gets hit, at least we'll have the Neshef Lefleita. He says at the end of the day, when you lose the battle, don't lose the war. As soon as you give in to atzus, you give in to sadness and depression, that's when you lose the war. A person's going to mess up. A person makes a mistake. This is not an excuse to mess up. It's not, this is after the fact. After you mess up, no. Don't focus on everything you did wrong. Learn from it. And how do you learn from it? By moving on. And with simcha, he calls it tshuva b'simcha. Tshuva b'simcha, and more light. And this is what the Athanizer brings down. Sumera ve'asei tov. Go away from evil, ve'asei tov, and do good. Sumera va, what's the vav? Sumera ve'asei tov, ayidei asei tov. By adding more light, more kindness, more care, more Torah in a person's life, that leads to for the ra to go away. By increasing our lives with Torah, with tefillah, with more light, and the darkness gets out of there. Beautiful idea from Moshe of Kurbin. Beautiful idea from the Rav Chasov of Kuzma, quoted by David Yisrael. And now, idea number five. The fifth and final idea comes to us from the Lubavitch Rebbe. You have to have that constant fire on the Mizbech, it should never go out. So the Lubavitch Rebbe said that each one of us have a Mizbech, Chavra. Each one of us have a Mizbech. What's a Mizbech? It's our heart. We have to make sure that Aish al Mizbech Tukabo Lo Sichba, to make sure that our hearts are constantly on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He adds in an extra mimer, and I think the Chabad Shlich from the Harris Bar Mitzvah today says, Vayesh HaMizach Lutukar Bo. Make sure that we have the constant fire in our lives, constant in our Torah, in our tefillah. Making sure not just to daven, but daven with the fire. To daven, to learn with the fire. Chesed with the fire. Shabbos with the fire.
But lom, and all of the loaves, all the things we're not supposed to do, tichbe, let those things go away. Burn those things out. I thought that was a beautiful idea. From Lavitch Rebbe. Making, especially coming out of Purim. Coming out of Purim, people say, oh, the Zman's over, the year's over. No, no, no. We're on fire from Purim, and now we're looking forward to right now. Not looking forward to Pesach. We're looking forward to right now. Like Rabbi Nachman says, Hayom Mikol Zushmo. Hayom, focus on today. Don't focus on tomorrow. Hayom. Focus on today. What's going to be in 3 months? What's going to be in 4 months? What's going to be with the soldiers and the hostages? I don't know. But I focus on Hayom. I focus on today. The Lavitch Rebbe said, Eish HaMizbech Tukad Ba Lo Sichba. Make sure that you have the constant fire, the constant energy for Hashem. And he says also, Lo, and all the lows, all the things that we shouldn't do, or we feel bad about doing. Like yesterday, I got upset with one of my kids. I feel bad about that. Are you going to make sure to feel bad about it, or are you going to remember not to do it next time? Even though he did something he shouldn't have done, but my reaction didn't prompt my reaction wasn't good. My reaction wasn't good. Make sure all the lows, all the things we shouldn't do, sichbe, get rid of those, get rid of them. Make sure we stay on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher karcha b'derech, a mother almost always wants to make us cold, to be on fire. Like the Avodah Shasel says, Asher karcha b'derech, no, Lashon Kriros, to be on fire for Shabbos and Torah and for our chevra, to be kind and loving. Torah, tefillah, chesed, ezra, shamash, revealus, havidias.
So we start off saying from the Kotzker Rebbe, Al Moita, why the small mem? Because even when it comes to our Slavos, it's got to be done in the proper measure. It can't be out and about and showing off. And this is the or Rav Shlomo Bashev says, this is the Kotzker Pesach way. And not everything has to be, the Pinimius and the Slavs, the fight doesn't always have to be shown. Rav Kook talks about this also. When you keep that feeling inside, it stays there. Second idea, we said from the Basayin, why the small mem as well, Al Mokta, because we know the Ramban tells us that each one of us is the carbon. We're supposed to be slaughtered, but really, it's really the carbon. That's the Mokta, the Lashon of Kida, Vishtacha, Vaya, but when we put up, we do the entire spreading of our legs and our arms to represent, they're fully submitting and surrendering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the whole Moshe, Kibbutz Torah Misinai. The whole part of Purim is the Kibbutz Mikamash Kibbutz Kvar. And we got the Torah because Moshe Rabbeinu told us how to be Midas of Hanava. He learned from Har Sinai. What do you mean he learned from Har Sinai? Yes, he learned the Midas of Hanava when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains. And he said, why should I give it for them? I'm the smallest. Hashem said, oh, you're the smallest. Dafka has to be, for sure. And that's what we learned from Mordechai as well. So the Shvili Pincha says, the Haman Nofel Amita, Rosh Hashanah Nova, the Gaiva, that on the Aleph Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, the days that it could fall out on, and the whole Indian of Tachlis are bringing down Amalek, Davka to the Mida. I know. The third idea we said from the Iturei Torah, the Indian of Ramah Sadeshan, Chumah Sadeshan, what Halacha Shachanach, Choshimishpat, Reish Chav Ches Dalet, it's also to remind a person what they did wrong. So we remove the ashes. To remove the ashes means to start fresh, start clean. Lev Toha Barali Elohim is Parshas Parah. I believe it's been done in the world of Gareth, Chidush Shumas Vasemis. Lev Toha Barali Elohim, Vavruach Nachon Chadash Pekirbi. Then we can start the Parshas of Chodesh, but they go together. But to start new, Parshas Parah and Purim have the same letters and the same themes. Rav Moshe of Korbin brought down the Sefer Torah. Ovos, fourth idea, Parshas Begad of Lavash Begad of Malcherim. You don't stop focusing on the sin. Just add more light. Lavash Begad of Malcherim. Add more light, and the darkness will fall away. This is what I thought for the Divrei Sof said from his grandfather Chesed of Kuzmir saying. It's all about making sure that Esav wins one battle, don't lose the war. Even if you lose Esav, he call Achas. Don't give it to Atras and to Sanis. To continue on with strong Tshuva B'Simcha, making sure not to be able to lose the battle. But like what the Avni Nezer says, Sumerav Asay Tov, Sumerav Ayidei Asay Tov, Davav Achibor. How to get rid of the rabbi and be busy with light, with Torah, with Tefillah, with Chesed. And finally, fifth and finally, different from Lubavitch Rebbe, Eish Tamet Tukam Mizbech Lo Sichba, to make sure that each one of our hearts is a Mizbech Lo Sichba, constantly fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe says at the end of the Maimer, Lo, and all the things that are low, all the things that we shouldn't be doing, Tichba, let those things go away. Let those things go away. Remember the fire. We need the fire. We need the fire, like the Voice of Yisrael told us in the other Sarang Gedoshim Kasher Karcha. The Malach wants to take us to fire. No, we're not waiting for Pesach. We have right now. Hayom Mikol Shem Rav Nachman says we have right now to find the fire. Shvizocha Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach to have the tznius in our slavos to understand Be'ez Hashem the tachlis of Anova, the tachlis of the incredible kedusha of Anova, to understand the incredible empowerment of Ischachus Leiv Tabar Lekiv Rauch Nachan Shchadish Bekirbi. To drive away all the forces of darkness with more light and more light and more light, and to understand it, to constantly on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Shabbos, the Shema, and the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos.